Welcome back to a Saturday edition.
Yeah.
Of Afternoon Delight. We have been awful this week as far as missing days, and mostly it's my fault. It's basically all my fault, but
it's not all your fault. We got some personal things we've been dealing with, and schedules have not matched up and all that kind of good stuff.
But we are going to rock one out for Saturday, and we got a banger today. another banger. Yeah. If you heard yesterday's show, basically what we did was we ran a like famous Auburn fan scenario, like a famous thing that people, Auburn fans, talk about. Ran it through ChatGPT to see where Auburn could have been if Gus had taken Lamar Jackson immediately after Nick Marshall, and where they would be. Ben had a slightly more depressing scenario, because that would have been a fun one to talk about. This one's much more depressing, but the scenario today is, what happens what happens if Cam Newton goes to Mississippi State and does not come to Auburn? Because remember, he had initially, before Auburn accidentally stumbled across him, trying to go recruit his wide receiver at junior college. What happens if he actually goes to Mississippi State? Ben, are you ready? Are you ready for this one?
I kind of am.
It takes a bunch of different turns.
It's kind of a scenario where I don't really give a damn what happened to Mississippi State. It's more along the line of,
this is all the Auburn side.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it. Yeah, it's basically what happens to, I don't care if Mississippi State wins a national title that year. I really don't give a damn. I want to go along the lines of what happens to Auburn if Cam, I guess that's how I should have put it. What if Cam doesn't come to Auburn? Whether he went to Mississippi State or somewhere else, it didn't matter. What if he didn't come to Auburn? I guess that's the scenario that I was looking at more than anything. And so, do you want me to start?
How about I just ask you some questions and then we'll kind of go.
Oh, that's good. So I like that.
2010, do you know, like, who's the quarterback? Like, you know who the quarterback is, right? You remember the spring game,
And even, well, let's go ahead and relate that to current. Cam Spring sucked. And so, just like everybody's talking about Byron Brown, I think people forget, if you go back to the 2010 season, it's kind of the same way with Cam. They're like, he's overthrowing balls. He's not hitting his receivers in stride. He's underthrowing balls. Guys are having to come back and get it. And
do you remember that quarterback, though?
Do what?
Do you remember the quarterback that he was like, that was like his backup?
No.
It's Neil Cottle.
Oh, Neil Cottle. How about that?
Yeah, so you got Neil Cottle is more than likely your quarterback.
You know why I should remember that, Kyle?
Why is that?
Because in the SEC championship game that I went to, where I was highly inebriated and sitting at the very top of the Georgia Dome and almost fell down the rafters 3 or 4 times, kid you not, got sick off of a turkey leg there, by the way, whenever we beat the University of South Carolina. However, he got playing time towards the end of the game, and I was basically drunk enough that I was standing up going, Neil Cottle for Heisman. Like that was how well that was going on. So
that's fantastic.
Yes, I do remember that quarterback now that was backing him up.
Yeah. So he's probably a senior, going into his senior year, finally getting a start as the starting quarterback. And remember, like, Cam's recruitment, Cam committed on Christmas, if I remember correctly. And there were that was a big recruiting class for Auburn, but there was a lot of guys that were already, like, locked in before. It wasn't like Cam's commitment, like, created this avalanche of other commits.
Okay, no,
so you probably, like, we know you still got Nick Fairley on the team. You still got Michael Dyer, Ontario McCaleb, Darvin Adams, Philip Lutzenkirchen. The offensive line is still pretty elite, because that's the reason Cam actually chose Auburn over Mississippi State. You still got Gus Malzahn. You still got a pretty experienced roster. And you had started to kind of turn the wheels a little bit in 2009. So you got a little bit of momentum. Even though you don't have Cam Newton, you got a little bit of momentum. So With that being said, what do you think the record is? Remember, you play Georgia that year on the road in Alabama at home. You haven't gotten to the where it's they're both the same, where it's like both away or both, you know, at home.
No, Alabama.
What do you think about the roster?
It was the cam back in because it was the cam back in Denny. Oh, you said that you played Alabama at home. No, we played Alabama on the road.
You're right. So flip-flop it.
Yeah.
You played Georgia at home and you played Alabama there. Sorry.
Yep. No.
So what do you think about the 2010 record?
Okay, so I'm going to answer that question first, and then I'm going to pose another scenario for you as well, because there's some other possibilities if Cam doesn't come, like what Gus probably reaches out to. It is nowhere near undefeated. I mean, you're probably looking at that was 12 games at the time, 12 regular season games, correct?
Yeah.
During that time? 5-7
5-7 You think it's that bad?
We don't have a quarterback. Cottle's not the answer.
Well, he doesn't have to be the answer, but do you think he's that bad that Auburn, with that roster, would have only won 5 games? I mean, they won 8 games with Barrett Trotter.
They win. Okay, let me rephrase that then. They win 5, 6, or 7 games. I don't think they went over 7 games.
Okay.
I don't think they went over 7. But I think they go to a bowl game, and then they probably get to the 8th win if they get 7.
So it has Auburn at 8-4 in 2010.
Oh, so they got them going to a bowl game and win it then probably.
They didn't do bowl game at the end. They just said 8-4 regular season. Oh, okay. So I think that's probably pretty fair, because I know people bang on that roster, but I think that it was just full of seniors.
Well, the defense was strong too, stronger in my opinion.
So you got
previous years
8-4, and then 2011. Obviously, Cam's gone, and so Neil Cottle would also be gone. And really, I guess everything is sort of the same in 2011. But here's the key, and I don't know if this is a discussion or not, or maybe this is a discussion. It's not so much about what happened in 2011. It's 2012, okay? Mm-hmm. Because remember, Gus became hotter than a damn eye of a stove.
Extension after, time.
After that 2010 season. Okay. Mm-hmm. And remember, after 2011, he was like, I got to get out of here. So the question is not so much what happens in 2010 as it is that more than likely is what Chat GPT says is like Gus probably doesn't leave in 2012. Yes. Like you probably don't have you don't have the crater that you had in 2012 because Gus more than likely doesn't leave for Arkansas State.
Before you get into that, because I figured ChatGPT would do this.
Okay.
So I pulled up because I thought, okay, you don't get Cam Newton, but you also, with Gus's offense, want a dual threat quarterback. Neil Cottle's not it. Mm. Like, let's call it what it is, but you want one. Top dual threat quarterbacks in 2010 that Auburn probably could have gotten to come in and transfer. Now, they probably would have had to sit. So this goes back to ChatGPT probably putting Gus still at Auburn in 2011. You ready for this? You're going to remember these names. It's going to stick out to you.
Okay.
Michigan's Denard Robinson, dual threat quarterback that Auburn probably could have gone and gotten to transfer. Nebraska's Taylor Martinez, dual threat quarterback.
Here's Are the you one pulling this from ChatGPT?
No, I'm pulling this front. No, I say give me top 5 quarterbacks for 2010 dual threat quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Cam Newton by the far shows up number 1.
Sure.
As out of the 5. And then number 2 is Denard Robinson, Michigan. Number 3, Taylor Martinez, Nebraska. Here's where you're really going to love it. You ready for this? Cuz we even played one of them. Robert Griffin III from Baylor was the other dual threat quarterback that Auburn could have possibly gone after a year or two before to get to come into Auburn. And then the guy that Cam played, Marcus Mariota from Oregon, is the last and number five dual threat quarterback.
So are you saying that those guys were freshmen?
Yes, they were freshmen that year. Let's see. Martinez, a freshman. Robinson, a sophomore.
Robert Griffin was class of 2008.
It doesn't say what year he is on here for some reason. I don't know why. He or Mariota. It just says Martinez was a freshman. Denard Robinson was a freshman. And then Cam, of course, a junior, I think, is when he came in. And then Robert Marcus, it does not say on here.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. So let's go to football recruiting and go
now,
to player
others.
Hold on. We're going to do this. This is legit. Quarterback. We're going to go to, this would have been the 2010 class. Okay. Yeah. So you have to assume that Auburn, you have to assume that Gus is like, okay, we got through 2009. We got a quarterback now, but I want to go towards, you know, I want to go towards the dual threat deal. Okay. So I'm looking through the quarterback class.
I got the top five top recruiting Jeremy prospects Johnson. According to 24/7 Sports.
Okay.
And the 2010 top recruiting high school prospects.
Yeah.
Auburn honestly would not have benefited from any of them, in my opinion. Devin Gardner.
This is a shitty class. Excuse my language.
It's exactly.
An awful time. Awful quarterback class.
Devin Gardner, who goes to Michigan. Rob Bolden, who goes to Penn State. Blake Bell, Oklahoma. Barry Brunetti, West Virginia. And James Franklin, Missouri.
Yeah. Terrible class.
Yeah, that's an awful class. Like, it would have taken a transfer to be as successful as Gus was.
Yeah, but even then, you're only getting JUCOs. Like, it's not like you can get anybody out of the transfer portal yet.
JUCOs.
Now that next year, obviously, well, we landed Kyle Frazier.
Yes.
So, you know, maybe ChatGPT, it doesn't change really anything.
Yeah.
But here's the biggest thing I think it changes is, I think it, if you don't get Cam Newton, it sort of it slows down the trajectory of Gus Malzahn's career. Would you agree with that? I think that's fair.
Oh, I'll go even darker. You ready for this?
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, then Auburn followed up because they had to fire Chiz with, you know, the 3-1 season a couple of years later.
Yeah.
What we've dealt with 2021 with Brian Harsin through 2025, we would have done back in 2010 through 2015.
So you think our dark ages would have already come and gone?
Yes. We would have been in and out of the dark ages by now. You and I would be having a completely different discussion at this point.
Is it possible, Ben, think about this. Think about the timelines, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible Kirby Smart's the head coach at Auburn?
It is possible because he was looking to get out from under Nick Saban's shadow. Georgia was not available yet. They still love Mark Rick. They still had Rick ready to get his statue outside of, Georgia Stadium. So, Mark Rick was, his face was going to be between the hedges on the 50-yard line at one point.
You're probably right because Gus stays longer, so the offense probably doesn't crater, but it also doesn't, it just remains kind of stagnant. Like, you're still in that 7 to 8 wins, and after about 4 or 5 years, you're probably looking to make a change or something like that. And maybe Chizik never gets experiences like the high of the championship. So maybe he's more locked in and you don't have to have a security firm doing late night checks to make sure everybody's in their dorm room. So yeah, maybe it pushes that timeline out. And then Auburn's looking to make a coaching change in 2013 or 14. And instead of after 2012, and remember, Kirby just wasn't quite ready to take a job. Like, it was Kirby or Malzahn. Maybe Kirby's not quite ready, but that next year he's ready.
Oh, there's no doubt.
And I mean, I really think that's a possibility.
Yeah, that's something ChatGPT is not going to do. I think the dark ages hit earlier for Auburn and start at 2013, 2014 rather than 2021. And you probably get a Kirby to pull Auburn out of the dark ages. If not Kirby, I mean, another, you know, a hot coach that was coming. Now, we could have got completely screwed and got like a McElwain, like, you know, that also was one of the hot names at the time that just completely faltered. So you never know. But I do think if that option.
Pat Dye wanted Kirby, though.
And that's the thing. Pat Dye's alive during that time. Pat Dye says, Kirby, look what I did. Look what I did for Auburn. I brought the friggin' Iron Bowl to Jordan-Hare Stadium, and I'm turning the keys over to you. You come and you beat Saban's ass and make a point to let everybody know where you stand. And next thing you know, Kirby Smart's the head coach of Auburn instead of being back at Georgia.
Now on the flip side.
That also means more traffic accidents in the city of Auburn if that takes place. That's you got a trade-off there. But yeah,
I-85 is just a complete nightmare. It becomes a complete, like a drag racing strip.
An actual racetrack. I-85 becomes.
Shug Jordan, East University, would have to increase the bank, like the degrees on the bank around the turns, because
the Grand Prix, Daytona 500. The Grand Prix would drop Indianapolis and come to Auburn, Alabama to race around Jordan-Hare.
No, should, like, that's Shug a Jordan. Good one. Shug Jordan all the way around East University.
There's no doubt. That's what, with Kirby here. We become Grand Prix number two, as well as a college football powerhouse.
Speaking of, Ben.
Yes.
I drop you off at East University at, what is that, like the old Winn-Dixie, now the Aldi.
Aldi, yeah.
Okay. How long does it take you to get all the way back around?
in a Georgia Dodge Hemi, I'm saying – 4 minutes. And my truck, it's a good 25 minutes to get all the way around.
Hold on. Let's do this. This is fun. Let's see. Let's get directions.
Kyle's relating to Auburn right now.
Yeah. If you're not from Auburn, you hate this part of the show right now.
No, trust me. The ones listening that have been here and gone to school, they know. And they've been involved in that, especially with all the lights that have been implemented. Oh, my goodness gracious alive. By the way, when I ran errands today, I caught every freaking light in town. Gotta fix the infrastructure, Mayor.
Hold on. I don't know how to do this because it's just like right there. So like, how do I make it to where it goes all the way around the loop?
Just do like Winn-Dixie to the Chevron that's right next to it.
Yeah, but it's just gonna go boom boom. It's just gonna go like right there.
Oh yeah. Yes, there's no way of doing it.
I got an idea. We'll do this. We'll go from there to Publix and then just multiply it by two. Is that scientific?
Yeah, that's close enough. I'll give that. Yeah.
Is it shops at Cary Creek? Okay. So it says 12 minutes. Now, the other way is going to take
longer. Times two, so 24 minutes.
But the other way is going to take longer.
So let's say 12 and 14.
I think it takes 30 minutes.
It doesn't take 30 minutes.
I don't know. I think it probably takes close to 30 minutes to go all
the
way.
You know what? Right now we're doing Second Saturday. I'm going to do Drive Sunday. How about that? I'll tell you.
We're going to do the whole Sunday show in the car, which is the perfect length of a podcast.
Yes, it is.
Drive the loop all the way around. Good stuff, man. Ben, What a great show. This is so much fun.
Hey. I go back to, before you wrap it up, let's put a bow on it where I say that, you know, with ChatGPT, if we don't get Cam, Dark Ages come sooner. Gus may or may not ever be the head coach of Auburn. It could be a Kirby like you're talking about.
Yeah.
That wasn't ready at the time, but then felt the itch and would have jumped because Rick was still doing strong and being solid over at Georgia. So he didn't have an option to go there. And Pat Dye wanted Kirby, so he probably brings him over. And we may be talking about a whole nother scenario of things that take place at Auburn under that leadership. So, but there would be no Harsin. There would be no Freeze, because if Kirby comes at that time, I think Kirby is still here just like he is still at Georgia. I don't think he's gone at this point. I think he's able to make a run.
I mean, you're right. And ChatGPT agrees. Guys, let us know what you think. I know this is like doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. But you know what? It's May the 8th while we're recording this. So we got a long time until kickoff. So let's have some fun while we're doing it. Appreciate you guys listening. Don't forget to check out buyauburn.com. Shop with Auburn businesses. Support Auburn-owned businesses. We'll be back again next week. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War Damn Eagle.